Great day in the morning and in the afternoon, and welcome Sunday service listeners worldwide to Let's Do It Radio, sponsored by none other than doitallinthemall.com, which is owned and operated by Sharon Salisbury Frazier for over 13 years. Today is Sunday, May 16th, 2021. I am your hostess, Miss Inez, owner and fashion designer of Anaïs Valcourt Designs, broadcasting to you worldwide. And our guest speaker of the day is Reverend Carolyn Williamson out of Yakima, Washington. All entrepreneurs from Let's Do It Radio can be found on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com under the client section, as well as their website, where you can securely shop online 24/7 for anything you need, as well as great listening entertainment wherever you may be. Everyone, get out your Bibles. Go to Bible Gateway or follow along or just listen. But for today, we have the Beatitudes, Matthew 5, 1 through 12. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. 11. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. 12. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. And today I just feel so blessed being able to get up this morning and being able to be on the radio and bring the service to you, the third Sunday service of May with Reverend Carolyn Williamson, who will be speaking to us after a while. But I just want to play the song Blessed by Fred Hammond.
Everybody say blessed, say blessed, say yeah. Blessed. Yeah. Oh.
the midnight hour. He's going to turn it around. So if you have anything that's going on and you feel like you're not blessed, just turn to the Lord, and he will bless you in the city, out of the city, no matter where you are. You will be blessed by the Lord. All right? I hope you all felt blessed through that song. Next, we will have Invocation and Prayer by Reverend Carolyn Williamson, followed by a song, Let It Rain, by Bishop Paul Martin.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for another day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The word of the Lord says, hallelujah, that we can take our yoke upon the Lord, take his yoke upon us, and we can learn of him, for he is meek and lowly in heart. And we can find rest for our souls, for his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Father God, we come before you this afternoon. We give you thanks, Father, hallelujah, for this another day. The word of the Lord said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord and call on his name and make his deeds known amongst the people. God, that's what we come to do. We come to acknowledge you as good as God. And knowing that there is none other, hallelujah, that you're greater, you're bigger, you're stronger, you're powerful than anything. Lord, we ask God, as we enter into your presence once again this day, you cleanse our hearts. Forgive us of everything that is not every sin, that is not of you, every error, wrong, fault, shortcoming, whether it be in thought, word, or deed. God, we ask that you would cleanse us, create in us a clean heart, and renew the right spirit in us, oh God. We thank you, Father, for life and health. Hallelujah. We thank you for family and friends. God, we thank you that we have a mind to worship you. We have a mind and a heart to praise your name, God. So, Father, everyone that may tune in, God, we pray that they will be encouraged, inspired, challenged, edified, exhorted. Hallelujah. But we lift up your son, Jesus Christ, for if he be lifted up, he will draw all unto him. So, God, have your way today. Have your way in our lives. We love you and we thank you. We give you all the honor, all the glory and praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let everything be done to your glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
We do not own the rights to any information or music you hear at Let's Do It Radio.
Mm-hmm. Let It Rain by Bishop Paul F. Morton.
I love you.
Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Help me, somebody, say it tonight. but I feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. Anybody feel the rain? Anybody in this place, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
Is there anybody in here, you feel the rain? Yeah.
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain. Maybe you need to look at somebody and tell them, it's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
Once you get those blessings, you just let the floodgates open and just let it rain and rain and rain till you just can't. There's not room enough for you to receive all the blessings that God's got for you. You just have to open up to Him and ask Him, and then He'll open up those floodgates and whew, all that rain, a monsoon, a tsunami, whatever you want to call it, will flood you. And you're like, Lord, am I worthy to receive all these blessings? Am I worthy to have the floodgates open up on my behalf? Yes, if you are one of God's children, yes, you are worthy. So, in speaking about being worthy, Reverend Carolyn Williamson is a woman of God and has been in the ministry over 30 years. She goes out to the community and ministers to all in the jail, prison, nursing homes, grocery stores, homeless shelters, anywhere her feet take her, anywhere her voice can be heard, even on Facebook Live. You know, she's not one of those, you know, quiet Christians. She's one of those speak boldly for God Christians. So that's what she's going to do for us today. You can, even when she's speaking on the phone, she ministers. She gets so excited, she forgets what she's doing. It's so funny, but love her spirit. Just love, love, love her spirit. And I've heard Reverend Williamson sing, is there's always a song on her lips and in her heart. And her heart's desire is to love God's people and have His people reconciled back to Him. Lastly, I can definitely say she is a spirit-filled woman and a willing servant who loves God. You know, we were speaking earlier before we came on this line, and she's like, if it wasn't for God, you know, I don't know where I would I be. And since this is what I have been told and I have witnessed, I know she's going to bring us the living word of God, because that is what she knows. After we are graced with a song by Shirley Caesar, "The World Didn't Give It to Me," we are going to be blessed, as we have been already throughout this day, and hear from what God has put on her heart. And we will hear from Reverend Carolyn Williamson.
With joy I have
In this life that we have that people can take from us. The robber can break in our home, can snatch our pocketbooks. The man can come and repossess your house, repossess your automobile. But I'm glad tonight that we've got something on the inside that man can't take from us. For Jesus paid it the price, went out on Calvary.
They did. They surely probably take it away from me. So I'm so glad that the joy that is within me was given to me from above. They can't take it. But all I can do is just shine, 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 and let my little light shine so that other people can see the joy in me so they can also have joy. So where'd you get that joy from? Why are you glowing so? Heaven, I got it from Jesus. Can't nobody take it from me because it's my little light that's shining out. Okay, okay. So now we're going to hear from another light, another burning light. We're going to hear from Reverend Carolyn Williamson. Go ahead and speak to what is on your heart, Reverend Carolyn Williamson.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God.
Amen.
She turned me up. I had to calm myself down. Glory to God. Woo, my Lord. Woo, I thank God. I'm serious.
Okay.
Hallelujah. It don't take much to get my fire started.
No, it doesn't.
Glory to God. Woo, my Lord, I thank God for this another day. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Nobody can take the joy, the peace, the hope, the assurance, confidence that comes from the Lord and the Lord alone. Can't nobody take it. And I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. I give myself away.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. I give myself away. So you can use me. I give myself away. Oh God, give myself away. So you can use me. Withholding nothing. Oh God, withholding nothing. Oh God. Oh, Lord, I surrender all. Oh, God, all to you I give. Withholding nothing. Oh, God, yeah, yeah. Withholding nothing, yeah. I give myself away. Oh, God, hallelujah. I give myself away so you can use me. Here I stand. Lord, my life is in your hands. Lord, I'm longing to see your desires revealed in me. I give myself away. I give myself away so that you can use me. I give myself away. Oh, my God,
yes.
My God, my God. I give myself away. So you can use me. Take my heart, take my life as a living sacrifice. All my dreams, all of my plans, Lord, I place them in your hands.
Hmm.
Give myself away.
Yes, yes.
Oh, my God. I give myself away so that you can use me. I give myself away. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, God. I give myself away so you can use me. My life is not my own. To you I belong. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I give myself to you. Oh, my God. My life is not my own. To you I belong, oh God. I give myself to you. Father.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Jesus, now, Father.
Yes.
I pray, oh God, that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart, I pray, dear God, that they be pleasing to you, acceptable to you, hallelujah, that you will be glorified, your son Jesus will be exalted,
yes.
That whoever, hallelujah, whoever may hear and receive, that they will be drawn to you, oh God, hallelujah, and become a part of this great family, hallelujah, this family of God, in Jesus' mighty name. I ask and pray, and I thank you in advance, hallelujah, for doing it in Jesus'
yes.
name. Amen, hallelujah, for your
amen.
Bible reading.
Amen.
I call your attention to the book of Joshua, hallelujah, the 8th verse and the 9th verse. Glory to God, hallelujah, Joshua 1. 8 and 9, Joshua 1, 8 and 9, hallelujah. And it reads as follows, hallelujah. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong, hallelujah, and be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Hallelujah. And
amen.
I thank God for the reading of his word today. I want to use for a thought today, following God's instruction. Hallelujah. Following God's instruction. Thank you, Jesus. We're living in a day where there are many instructions that are being given to the people in the land. Hallelujah. And I have found with my own self that when I follow man's instructions, they don't get me far, my God, hallelujah. But I found out that if I take heed to God's instructions and follow them, hallelujah, things work out right. Glory to God, hallelujah. And here in this lesson today, we find that Moses had passed and Joshua was succeeding, taking Moses' place, and God gives Joshua many good instructions here, and we can take them to heart for our own self, hallelujah. We can take them to heart and apply them to our own lives, because I found out that the word of God is to impact our lives, amen, hallelujah. For James 1:22 says, for us not to be hearers only, but to be doers of the word of God. And so we're finding the text where Joshua not only heard what God said to him, but he followed the instructions. Bless his holy name, I'm getting excited. Hallelujah. He followed the instructions that God gave him. But God told him, he says, I want you to rise up, Joshua. Somebody needs to rise up today and follow God's instructions. I don't know about nobody, but my mind is made up. Hallelujah. I'm going to rise up out of pity party land, rise up out of depression, rise up out of confusion, rise up out of anxiety,
yeah.
Whatever you're going through, I encourage you to do as God told Joshua today. He said, rise up, hallelujah, get up, Joshua. He said, get up and go over this Jordan, you and all the people, because I made some promises a long time ago, hallelujah, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, hallelujah. And I don't know about nobody. I can testify myself. God has made some promises to me. Woo, bless his holy name.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And all I have to do is get up, glory to God, and do what God says.
Come on.
To follow his instructions. And if you and I follow the instructions of God, we will make it to the place, hey, glory to God, and where God is leading us, not just to the promised land, not just eternity with Christ. There's some things in the land today that God has promised that he want to take you to. And, you know, and I found out that if God call you to it, he will see you through it. Glory to God. We
Yes, he will.
And Joshua followed the instruction. He followed God's instruction. God assured Joshua, hallelujah, that there in the fifth verse, he said, no man shall be able to stand before you in all the days of your life. That's good news. Glory to God. When you make up in your mind that you're going to follow God's instruction, I don't care what comes against you, it will not be able to stand. Because I read in Romans 8:31, oh, bless his holy name, that if God be for you, glory to God, my God,
yes.
It's good to have God on your side, huh? It's good to follow God's instructions. I found that the Bible is basic instructions before we leave this earth. And I don't know about nobody, but if I'm going to get instructions from anybody, it's going to be from God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hey, my God. Huh? So God told Joshua, he encouraged, this is encouraging me. Huh? It encouraged me when God's in the night watch, hallelujah, telling me to follow his instructions. I'm so glad that I have an ear to hear what the Spirit of God has to say. Hallelujah unto me. Hallelujah. So Joshua, he tells Joshua, he encourages Joshua. He says, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. Hallelujah. He said, I'll never leave you and I will never forsake you. Ain't it good news today? Glory to God.
It's
good news to know that God said he'll never leave you or forever forsake you. Now we find that people might leave you, family might leave you, friend might leave you. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Husband and wife might leave you, children might leave you, but it's a good thing, huh?
Well,
it's a good thing, huh? It's an assured thing that God made a promise that I'll never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. So God continues, I'm receiving this word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. As I follow God's instruction, God tells Joshua, he says, be strong and of good courage. Hallelujah. Some people are weak in this day and time because of everything going on. They're discouraged. They don't have the courage to pick up their feet and keep on looking to the hills from which is coming their help.
Well,
they don't have the courage, oh my God, to keep on loving the Lord with all their heart, mind, soul. They don't have the courage to forgive others who wronged them. They don't have the courage. They're discouraged in every kind of way, and they're weak. But here's the lesson tells us today to be strong. Whatever God is speaking to Joshua, he's speaking to you and I today. Hallelujah. All we have to do is receive it.
Amen.
I receive God's strength because the Bible says that in Philippians 4:13, says you can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
So God tells Joshua, he says, be strong and of good courage, for you and this people, hallelujah, shall thou divide the inheritance. In other words, hallelujah, whatever God has for you and whatever God has for me, it's for me, it's for you. But hallelujah, in order to receive what God has, we got to follow God's instructions.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God says, assure Joshua that I swore this unto thy fathers. Hallelujah. And I'm going to give it to you. I want to tell somebody today, whatever God has promised you, hallelujah, you better rest assured that he's going to give it to you. Huh? Glory to God, because I found out one thing. The Bible says in Philippians 1:6 that he that has begun a good work in you, woo, glory to God, he shall complete it, glory to God, till the day of Jesus Christ. So you can get up and be strong and be courageous and keep on moving in the name of Jesus. He encourages Joshua again. I tell you, there's something about being, when the word of God reiterates the same. Joshua was encouraged, I think, about 7 or 8 times to be strong and be encouraged and be courageous. Hallelujah. And that goes for you and I today. I'm gaining strength every day. Hallelujah. As I follow God's instruction. Glory to God. But he tell him, hallelujah, to be strong and courageous that thou may observe. So you got to pay attention, huh? We got to pay attention, huh? We hear a whole lot of what God says, but are we doing what God says, huh? This challenge is us to follow God's instructions, mean that we have to do what God says in his word. Glory to God. And so, hallelujah, he tell them, don't turn to the left nor to the right, but keep on going, huh? You got to keep going forward. going. Somebody needs to keep going today. Some night somebody needs to get up and get strength, hallelujah, and be encouraged, hallelujah, and be strong and courageous and keep on moving. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Don't turn. Don't, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just keep on going. He says, because then you'll prosper in wherever you're going.
Yes.
Look, I don't know about nobody, but wherever God leads me, I'm looking for prosperity. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm talking about following God's instructions today. Huh? You want to prosper? Follow God's instruction. Hallelujah. You want to be blessed? Follow God's instruction. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You want to be successful? Follow God's instructions. Let me tell you something. You can't go wrong when you follow God's instructions. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. You can't go wrong when you follow God's instructions. And then God tells Joshua, he said, this book, when I think about this book, I think about the Bible. Ha, glory to God. He said, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. In other words, hallelujah, you got to make sure you know that you know what the word of God says. Glory to God. Jesus says in Matthew 4 and 4, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So whatever God speaks, you got to keep it in your mouth. You got to study it to show yourself approved, that you might rightly divide the word of God. Hallelujah. Keep it in your mouth.
Yes.
But he didn't just tell him to keep it in his mouth. He didn't just tell him to not let it depart. Don't let it leave your mouth. But he said you shall meditate therein day and night. I love meditating.
Yes.
Glory to God. I love pondering. Hallelujah, on the word of God. I tell you, so much is going on that so many people is keeping their minds stayed on what the world is saying, what the TV is saying, what Facebook is saying, what methane. But I don't know about nobody else, but I made up in my mind that I'm going to meditate on what God says. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Man.
Why, Carolyn? Why? He said, because if you meditate on my word day and night, that you may observe according to all. In other words, you got to pay attention to everything that's written in the Bible. Glory to God. He said, and if you do that, Lord, I love this part.
Uh-huh.
He said, I love this part. He said, if you do that, then you'll make your way prosperous, and then you'll have good success. I don't know about nobody. Glory to God, but I want to prosper in the things of God. I want to be well off, oh, glory to God, in the things of God. I want to be the do well in the things of God.
Yes.
Whatever. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I've got to keep God's word in my heart. Hallelujah. I can't let it go nowhere. I got to keep it on my mouth. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy 4 and 15, Paul tells Timothy, as he gives the young prodigies some instructions how to lead the flock, he said to meditate on these things and give yourself entirely. Oh, my God. In other words, you can't be half-hearted. Hallelujah. And following God's instructions. Oh, my God. Woo, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on now.
You can't be half-hearted in following in God's instructions. You can't be half-hearted in meditating on the things of God. But you got to give your whole self. As I just said, I give myself away, God. Not just my body, but my ears, my eyes, my mouth. My hand, my feet, every part of me, I give myself to you, God. I'm holy.
Come on.
I'm totally, entirely, I meditate on your words. Why, God? Why, Carolyn? Because so I can prosper. Timothy said you are prosper. Titus, Paul told him, say, that you may progress. And it will be evident to everybody. I don't know about nobody, but when somebody is being blessed, whoo, bless his holy name, when somebody is being prosperous, when somebody is being successful, you don't got to go tell nobody, hallelujah, that you're making progress.
Man.
You don't got to tell nobody that you're prospering. You don't got to tell nobody that you're being successful. Hallelujah. Everybody will see that God's hand is on your life. I'm talking about following God's instructions. When you follow God's instructions, everybody will be able to see, oh, bless his holy name, that God is pouring out blessings in your life, huh?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Psalms 1 and 2, it says that his delight, David said, my delight is in the law, and in his law do I meditate. There's something about meditating.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about pondering God's word. There's something about carefully thinking deeply on the things of God. There's something about focusing for a long time on God's word. There's something about contemplating what God has said. There's something about viewing the word of God, taking in regard what God says. And we see in the text that God gives Joshua some strong instructions. And Joshua, if I can use my spiritual imagination, Joshua said, at your will, my God, I will follow your instructions. And so God tells Joshua, hallelujah, they'll make your way prosperous, and you'll have good success. He said, have not now commanded you. In other words, Joshua, in other words, Carolyn, in other words, Blog Talk Radio, I have given you instructions. I've commanded you. I've encouraged you. I told you to get up because I got a plan for your life. Hallelujah. I told you to get up. And I want you to go where I tell you to go. I want you to know that as you go, as you follow my instructions, there will not be any man that will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. There will be no nobody that will be able to oppose you and kick against you and stop you, because I promise I'll be with you. Oh, my God, my God. Hallelujah. I promise I'll never leave you. So God gives Joshua, hallelujah, these commands to be strong. He gives you and I these commands today to be strong. Ooh, bless his name, and to be courageous, hallelujah, to be very strong and be courageous and pay attention to whatever I say in the word of God, hallelujah, pay attention to words that I speak to you, and if you do that, hallelujah, oh my God, you'll prosper. I don't know about nobody, but I don't got time to waste. When I look back over my life, and I see all the time that I've wasted and doing things that I've been doing or what human want me to do instead of doing what God tells me to do, I realize that I don't have a whole lot of time to waste. Oh, my God. And so this is a day that I made up in my mind. This is one of them things where you call for show, for show, show enough for show, that I'm going to follow God's instructions. Glory to God. Because I know that if I follow God's instructions, I know that if I do it God's way, hallelujah, prosperity and success will have my name written on it. Is there anybody in here, oh my God, is willing to follow God's instructions so that you can prosper, so that you can have good success? Let the word of God impact my life, impact your life, so that we'll be more like Christ Jesus in everything that we do. God will be glorified. I heard the Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
Mm-hmm.
All
a new creature.
Things passed away, and behold, all things come new. I'm talking about following God's instructor. I remember one time I was standing in my kitchen preparing some food, and God said to me, he said, follow my instructions because I am the instructor. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And I want to tell somebody, if you want to prosper, oh, my God, if you want to be successful, follow the instructions of the instructor, who is God. See, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
To know what God says and not do it, huh? It's foolish, huh? It's futile, huh? It's pointless. It's a waste of time, and we won't be able to prosper and have good success, huh? But if we do like God commanded Joshua, huh? If we do what God says, huh? Oh, my God. If we follow God's instructions, huh? Nothing but good things, God Almighty. But good things will be yours and will be mine. Oh, Lord, I love his word.
Come on.
He said to meditate on these things day and night. I heard the Apostle Paul said that in Philippians 4:8, he said, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things appear, whatsoever things are lovely, things of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. I'm talking about following God, instructions. If you want to be successful, if you want to prosper in this day and time, hallelujah, when things are so bad, and it don't look like nothing going to work out, but I want to let you know that all things according to Romans, good God Almighty, Romans 8:38, shall I say 28, he said, and we know that all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord and call according to his purpose. I don't know about you, but I love him. I love him, I love him. And so no matter what goes on in this old world, I know that all things is working together for my good, because I'm following God's instructions. I'm meditating on his word day and night. I'm paying close attention, y'all. Good God Almighty. I'm paying. I'm thinking deeply. I'm focusing a long time on the word of God. I'm observing to do everything that's written in. And when I fall short, I have to say, Lord, have mercy. Oh, my God. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on me, Lord. Not only that, I said, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me of every one of my sins. And I found out in 1 John 1:9, he said, if I will confess my sins, that he is faithful. Thank you, Jesus. And he is just. Thank you, Jesus. And he will forgive me and cleanse me of all unrighteousness, so that I can continue to follow his instructions. I don't know about you today, but I got a maid of my eyes. Let me tell some of the simple instructions that God has given to the body of Christ, because I read the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2:9, he said, I'm happy. Oh my God, I have not seen, and ears have not heard, has entered into the heart of man and woman, the things that God has prepared for you. you and I. Yeah, I'm talking about following God's instructions. See, we ain't seen nothing yet. As we follow God's instructions, I gotta let my light, let my light shine. Why? Hallelujah, because I want somebody, everybody, everywhere I go, I want them to see Jesus. I want them to come to know Jesus. I want them to put their trust in Jesus. I want them to come to the knowledge, oh my God, to the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As I follow God's instructions.
Come on now. Come on.
That I do as Matthew 6:33 tells me, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And his righteousness. And I like this song. He said, all of these things shall be added unto you. I'm talking about
following
God. And we can be prosperous. And we can have great success. Oh, Lord. But not only that, in following God's instructions, he calls you and I to abide in him. Oh, my God. And his word abide in us. That whatever we ask, glory to God, my God, whatever we ask in the name of Jesus, he will do it, Joshua, he said, I'll do it, Joshua, all you have to do is get up, and I want you to go on, and everywhere your feet trod, that place belongs to you, everywhere you go, everywhere I go, God has given us territory for the kingdom of God, yay, I'm talking about following God's instruction. Ain't nobody, nobody shall be able to ain't nobody, nobody will be able to come against you. I read in his word that there's no weapon that's formed against you that's going to be able to prosper. Yeah, as we follow God's instructions, we'll make it, we'll have good success in everything that we do to advance the kingdom of our God. I'm reminded, oh God, as following God's instruction, the Apostle Paul said in Colossians 3:16, he said, let the word of Christ, let it dwell in you richly, good God Almighty, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, in hymns, in spiritual songs, singing with grace, making melody in your heart. I'm talking about following God's instruction. See, God told Joshua, he said, be strong. He said, keep moving. Somebody today. Strong, need to be courageous, need to be keep moving. Because God is not giving you a spirit of fear, but he's giving you power.
Well,
power. I'm talking about following God's instructions. See, Joshua, he couldn't do the work that God called him, assigned him to do, unless he was going to be willing to observe and obey and follow God's instructions. You and I can't do the work of the Lord that he's called him.
Well,
for such a time as this, unless we be willing to observe and obey, follow God's Yes. And as we follow God's instruction, we can hear Jesus say in Luke 2:49, he said, I must be about my Father's business. Well, if you and I go follow God's instruction, we must be about our Father's business. We must keep on working, on pressing, for getting things that behind in 2020. Oh, it was a bad year, but we're in 2021 right now, and it's looking pretty good. Oh, it's going to be all right. I know it's going to be all right. As a church follower, God's instructions, he'll lead us to that great promised land. He already promised eternal life through Christ Jesus. Oh, it's all right. And because we have salvation in Christ Jesus, we have to continue to be steadfast and unmovable. Don't let nothing shake your faith. Don't let nothing block you. Don't let nothing stop you. Don't let nothing get in your way. But be steadfast and unmovable. Continuing in the works of the Lord. Knowing. Your labor. Oh, my God. My labor. Oh, my God. Our labor is not in vain in the Lord. I'm talking about following God's instructions. The church has to do it God's way, and we will prosper, and we will have good success. In other words, I don't know about nobody. I ain't trying to gain a lot of stuff down here in this old world, because I found out that this world is not my home. I'm just a stranger. I'm a pilgrim, and I'm just passing through. I read in his word that I have a home, good God Almighty, and you have a home that's not made by the hands of man. Thank you, Jesus. Are you glad to see that you have a home that's up in the heavenlies, that's not made by the hands of man? To these homes down here that continuing to need an upgrade, that continuing to need work on them, because this breaks out and this tear up. But Jesus said, if I fall out of mine, are many mansions. If it were not so, I wouldn't have told you. He said, but I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare that place for you, guess what? I'm coming again. I'm coming again, and I'm going to receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. I'm trying to tell somebody, follow God's instructions. Follow God's instructions. And if we do that, we'll be prosperous, and we'll be successful for the kingdom of God. And in our own individual lives, we'll be to be a blessing to somebody else. That's what it's all about, as we follow God's instructions. Hallelujah. And we become blessed. Hallelujah. Abundantly blessed. Hallelujah. Prosperous. Hallelujah. Prosperity. Good success. Well off. We'll be able to be a blessing to somebody else. I don't know about you, but is there anybody, anybody that is willing to follow God's instructions? I have a made up mind. I hear the Lord says, as Apostle Paul says in Romans 8, what shall separate you from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus? He said, nothing shall separate me from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. If you and I want to be prosperous, want our way to be prosperous, if we want to have good success, hallelujah, let us follow God's instruction. Let us follow God's instruction. Hallelujah. And hallelujah, we'll make it to that great promised land. Jesus gave his life.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So that we can follow the instructions. Hallelujah. He was a prime example. He followed his father's instructions. Hallelujah. He did everything
yes.
that his father sent him here to do. He sent him here to give his life as a ransom. Hallelujah. To be the propitiation.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. To be the atonement for humanity's sin.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That we can be back in right relationship with God the Father. Hallelujah. That we can receive the gift of salvation. Hallelujah. Oh God, he's gone, but he's coming again. And I don't know about you. Glory to God. But it's going to be a great day when he comes back again. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He's coming back for a church. Oh, glory to God. Without a spot or wrinkle or any such blemish.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He's coming back for a church that's been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. He ain't coming back for no building. He's coming back for a people. Hallelujah. Who has got a made up mind that they're going to follow God's instructions. And when he comes back, we'll be able to hear him say, well done, well done, well done.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He's coming back again. Will you be ready? Will you be one of those who has made up in their minds, hallelujah, that I'm going to follow God's instructions. I'm going to do it God's way.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So that I can be prosperous. So that I can have great success in advancing the kingdom of God. God bless you today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Ooh, bless this holy
name. Amen. 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 Didn't she bless us today, everyone? Yes, listeners. Yes. Following God's instructions. You follow his instructions, you can't go wrong. And as he said earlier, the Bible, basic instructions before leaving earth. Basic, not hard. Basic. And so this song is Order My Steps. It's very simple. Order my steps and you service Lord.
Blessing. in your word, Lord. Teach me, Lord. Yeah, guide my feet, Lord, and wash my heart in your word, Lord. Teach me, Lord, how to walk in your word, and teach me how to talk in your word, Lord. And give me, Lord, a brand new song to sing.
Worthy,
yes. Yes.
Well,
yes.
Let's stand up and praise the Lord.
Yes, yes, Lord. I can follow your instructions. Yes, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Order my steps, right on my tongue. Just hush me so I can just follow what you want me to do, Lord. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We now have invitation to Christian discipleship. And benediction by Reverend Carolyn Williamson after she just blessed us with following God's instructions taken from Joshua 1:8-9. Reverend Williamson.
Amen. Amen. Praise mm-hmm. the Lord. We thank God for today. This is a time where if there's one on the line or if there's one that may listen mm-hmm. at another time, hallelujah, we still invite you. Christian discipleship, we invite you to come to be a part of the body of Christ. Hallelujah. God's doors is always open. His arms is open. There may be one today that do not know Christ in the pardon of their sins. Hallelujah. You can stretch out your hand. You can say, Lord, here am I. Hallelujah. I come to you in the name of your son, Jesus Christ, who died for my sins. Forgive me of my sins. Cleanse my heart. Come into my life. I want to follow your instructions. Hallelujah. If there is one that has accepted Christ Jesus today, hallelujah, hallelujah, has turned their hearts to Jesus today, welcome to this great family. Hallelujah. We thank you for making the decision. If you prayed this prayer, if you confessed your sin, you've accepted the Lord today, welcome to the family of God. Now start following God's instruction. Get in a good Bible believing church. Attend Bible studies on Wednesdays. Hallelujah. You can call this same number. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you can grow in the knowledge and the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And meditate on his word. Keep his word in your mouth, on your heart. Hallelujah, that you'll be able to share with someone else. So, Father, we thank you for that person, those people. Hallelujah, we give you glory because the angels in heaven rejoices over one sinner that comes to repentance. Now, God, we thank you, Father, once again for this day. We thank you for all that's been said, all that has been done. Now, God, we pray that you will continue to keep your angel of protection around us. Let no sickness, no disease come against us. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give you peace. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, I just pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you for a beautiful service. Thank you, listeners out there. We're going to continue in song as we continue the rest of this hour. And so you can stay with us. And that call-in number is 845-241-9985. If you want to just, quote-unquote, hang out with me for the next 45 minutes or so, and as I play some songs, some uplifting songs, you're more than welcome to stay with me. I would appreciate it. And I want to thank Reverend Carolyn so much for her word today, following God's instructions. And, you know, you can't go wrong. You know, you can't go wrong. You just cannot go wrong. Once you follow the instructions, he's not going to lead you astray. So you might as well just go ahead and fall in line and follow his instructions. And, this next song we're going to have is Ain't That Good News that she was talking about earlier. Ain't That Good News. Nothing like some good news.
Amen.
We do not own the rights to any information or music you hear at Let's Do It Radio.
This has been your hostess, Miss Inez, owner and fashion designer of Anais Up to Design, broadcasting to you worldwide. And you have been listening to Sunday Service, where you can find this program and past episodes on Let's Do It Radio on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. A special thank you to Reverend Carolyn Williamson for being our guest speaker on the third Sunday each month, and for sharing her message today, following God's instructions taken out of Joshua 1:8-9 with us, our worldwide Let's Do It Radio Sunday Service listening audience. Do It in the Mall has been in business for over 13 years and is a secure 24/7 online shopping mall, providing over 5,000 of your favorite stores, as well as stores you may not be familiar with. You can shop for anything you need and find great listening entertainment, all in the comfort of wherever you may be. The religious section has all your religious items, such as Bibles in all languages, religious charms, t-shirts and gift shops with anointing oils, and memorial shops with more shops coming in the future. We would love for you to put your religious products in the mall. From the homepage of Do It All in the Mall, please complete the contact us information and send your information to us, and then we can put your information in the mall. As you shop through the mall, the more funds we build up, and a commission is earned on qualified purchases going back into your communities where your money matters. You can change lives and make lives matter while making a difference worldwide. Make Do It All in the Mall your shopping headquarters. Tour the website while listening to the service. Donations are welcomed as well by clicking the donation button on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. You can tune in to us Tuesdays through Fridays. Listen. You can join in the discussion and do whatever you'd like to do, or just sit there and listen and enjoy the entertainment. Or you can call us at 845-241-9985. Tuesdays we have retired teacher Janet Schwartz keeping history alive, and her show is 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern, and she alternates with Patricia Crenshaw, who you will be hearing from this Tuesday, who is our investment specialist, Think Wealth, Let's Prosper, and her time is at 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern. Wednesdays, we have alternating Reverend Carolyn McCullough, teaching from the Bible, and that's from 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern, alternating with Stephanie Lott Whitfield, who you'll hear from this week. Why Does Love Hurt? And she is our relationship specialist. And her time is 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern. This week we have Sergeant Park keeping it real, and we are honoring our servicemen. So if you servicemen are also listening, please do call us on Thursday. And the call-in time is 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern. And that telephone number again is 845-241-9985. And yes, I'll be sending out that information prior to Thursday. Friday nights, we have alternating Perry Whaley. He is our Vitiligo Man of Action, Vibing with Vitiligo. And the time is 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. Eastern. And this past Friday night, oh my goodness, we had Late Night with Lee Alston, and he has Gullah Soul Music, who is internationally known, talented musician. He plays gospel, soul, jazz, love ballads, spiritual, spoken words. And his time, since it's late night, is 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern. And so please, please, please join us throughout the week. And if you missed anything, you can always go to our episodes on demand on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall, and just go to the Let's Do It banner, and you can see what you have missed throughout the week or throughout the last year, and maybe something of interest to you. So please do go and join us and look at those past episodes. On Sundays, we have, first Sundays, we have Reverend Carolyn McCullough. Second Sundays, Dr. Ralph Steele. Third Sundays, we have, as you heard today, Reverend Carolyn Williamson. Fourth Sundays, we have Reverend Ronnie Marshall. Fifth Sundays, we have Reverend Heather Lynn Andrews-Watkins. She will be speaking this fifth Sunday of May. So please share this information with your church members, and maybe you want to share it on social media. Please do. The bigger the crowd, the broader the spectrum. So please, please, please share this information so we can share this and help our communities grow. Let's make Do It All in the Mall our next Black Wall Street. So thank you for listening to our service, but please stay with us as I play more music, and we pray you receive something uplifting from following God's instructions, again, taken from Joshua 1, 8 through 9. And we want you to be blessed and stay blessed until we meet again. And I'm going to play this next song, which is Higher Ground. Some songs are just, you know, are just meant to be heard, and they're old-time songs, but they are still wonderful songs. So let's get into Higher Ground, done by Pastor E. Dewey, singing an old school hymn.
I'm pressing on.
Yeah.
The upward way. New heights I'm gaining each and every. Still praying as I own onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Anybody have an old church? I'm from the country. That's where the old folks. I'm pressing on. We're going to get out of here. The upward way. Anybody have an old church? New heights I'm gaining each and every day. Still praying. Still praying. I'm onward bound. Plant my feet on high. Lord, lift me up. Come on, I thought I had some country folk inside of myself. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table, a higher place. No higher place than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
I just need a few folk from Mason Avenue, from Tilson Road, from the folk who not ashamed to admit you still remember and love old school like the preacher. Yeah, I'm a young old man, like some new stuff, but love the old stuff too. Can anybody help me say like this? Lord, lift me up.
Come on now.
And let me stand by faith on heaven. Table no higher place that I have found. Oh yeah. Plant my feet, plant. Oh yeah. I see the young folks, they do everything. Lord, lift me up. By faith on the heavens,
there's
no higher place.
Now I want to take us back to Richard Smallwood, the center of my joy.
Center of my joy. When I've lost my direction, you're the compass for my way. You're the fire at night when nights are long and cold. In sadness, you are the laughter that shatters all my fears. When I'm motherless, your hand is there to hold. Thank you.
I can see you out there in my sanctified imagination with your head just going back and forth, with your arms raised, because Jesus is the center of my joy.
Yes, Master.
The center, not the side piece, not the back piece, not the forward piece.
Hallelujah.
The center of my joy. If it wasn't for him, I'd have no joy. If it wasn't for him, I'd have no light. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have a lot of things that I have today. And I'm so grateful to him for being the center of my joy. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And this next song is God Is. I'm just playing some old songs that just it just fell upon my heart today, and I'm just playing those songs. So if y'all want to just reach out and say thank you for playing songs, you know, in a text, a comment. I'm just playing to the masses. So thank you for staying with me, and God is. Yes,
Master, all in all.
Everything,
hallelujah. Jesus.
Yeah.
Master. Oh, my Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Master. Hallelujah. Thank you, Master.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lord. Good
your loving kindness your tender mercies I see.
Nothing greater than mercy, having love, having joy. Just everything about God is happy. You don't have no sadness in him. You just want to be happy all the time because he's such an awesome, awesome, awesome God. Amen? Amen. And for every awesomeness, for every mountain, Kurt Carr.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Ooh. Thank God for
so much.
So many wonderful blessings.
Mm-hmm.
And so many open doors.
Oh,
every mountain. So that I can see another day. For everything you do, I give you praise. Yes, yes, I give you praise. Thank you, Jesus, for everything you've done for me. And the thing is, you're the best thing that's ever happened. Amen?
Thank you, Master.
Amen.
I've had my share. Thank you.
Yes. Can't do this without you. I need you to survive. Yes, yes, I need you, Lord.
Yeah. Let's do it one more time. Come on, open your mouth and say, I need you.
I need you.
Let me hear you. You need me.
You need me.
Oh, we're all.
We're all a part of God's body.
Stand with me.
Stand with me.
Agree with me.
Agree.
I need you to survive. I can't do this by myself. I need you to survive. We all need you to survive. Thank you, dear Lord, for just being with us today and just, you know, just having your hand of protection over each and every one of us. And we are so thankful that you have been with us through this whole time. And there's just nothing like having God's presence and seeing the smiles on people's faces. And through this time of COVID, you know, now that we can take some of the masks off and we can see each other again and embrace each other. Because I miss those hugs. I miss those embraces. And I just can't wait to get to that place again. And so it's just good to have God in our life and to have, you know, people who take the time to be with us on Sunday, as Reverend Carolyn Williamson was today. And we just thank her for being here. And, yes, we need you to survive. And so as we get ready to close out today, we want to, you know, if you have somebody near you, give them a hug if you can. You know, just be thankful that you can give them a hug and able to raise up this morning and see a new day, because not everybody can say that. There have been so many people who have passed away who we can't say goodbye to, we can't say good morning to, we can't say anything to, unless it's in a prayer. So thank you, dear Heavenly Father, because we need you to survive. And as we close out today, be with us, guide us, and protect us. And as I said before, dear Heavenly Father, guide us and protect us and be with us as we leave today, you know, and maybe watch between one another while we're absent from each other. And until we meet again, we have episodes this week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and then again on Sunday. So thank each and every one of you for being with us today. And may God keep you, bless you, you each and every day. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Lord Jesus, we ask you to help us to understand and strengthen us to provide for ourselves and our communities by working together. It takes each and every one of us to come together as the kings and queens that we are and have always been. Thank you.